at 6:06. It is clear and 64 degrees in Tulsa this morning on our way to 83. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's mayor releases his budget for the proposed new fiscal year. Marshall Stewart of our staff has been going over the pluses and minuses.
Mayor Bartlett describes his $711 million spending plan as flat with a less than 1% increase over the current budget. The general fund, where most money for operations is drawn, actually decreases by 2%.
Although we have had to make cuts across departments, this budget proposal protects core services and preserves public safety service levels.
Under the proposal, you will pay more for water and sewer service. A hiring freeze continues. Non-sworn city employees will get no raises, and some services like mowing will be cut back. The mayor also wants to dedicate a portion of the sales tax extension for police and fire academies. From City Hall, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this Wednesday morning, the legislature approves and has sent to Governor Fallon a measure to revamp workers' compensation in the state. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa calls it a streamlined process.
The goal, of course, on workers' comp, somebody gets hurt, you want to make sure they get back to work as soon as possible.
Opponents, however, say it limits the options to injured workers. A group of Oklahoma Republican legislators have developed an alternative plan to provide health coverage to uninsured residents that would require most recipients to work and make modest copayments. A draft copy of the bill, obtained by the Associated Press, shows the Oklahoma plan for consumer health choice and accountability would apply to Oklahomans who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or $31,000 for a family of four. State health officials tentatively estimate that the plan could help provide coverage to about 150,000 uninsured Oklahomans. An update this morning on Tulsa's reputed dirty dentist. Health screening for former patients of Dr. Scott Harrington costs about $195 each. That's according to the Tulsa Health Department's Caitlin Snyder. She says the expense is not causing problems for the health department, at least not right now.
This is a representative of a public health in action. So, you know, we do consider this a core public health service, and we will adjust our budgets as necessary to accommodate whatever we need to as part of this investigation.
She says over 3,500 people have been tested so far. The department won't know the full cost of those tests until follow-up investigations on those testing positive are finished. The Bartlesville teenager, accused of plotting to kill his classmates and authorities, is found fit to stand trial. Sammy Chavez is due back in court in Bartlesville this morning. A fire does damage to a special education classroom at Tulsa's McKinley Elementary School. Tulsa Public School spokesman Chris Payne says the fire was discovered about 7:30 yesterday morning.
What happened was there was a fire that was started by an air conditioner, some kind of a faulty electric problem. The good news, it was early enough that there were no children in the classroom.
Payne says the students were moved to other space at McKinley and classes were held as normal at the school. The Tulsa-based John Hope Franklin Center for Reconciliation has announced that it will host its fourth annual symposium on the theme of Reconciliation in America. The event is scheduled to run May 29th through 31st in downtown Tulsa. It will focus on how addressing racial reconciliation issues could contribute to social, economic, and political stability. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 83, a 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 45 for an overnight low. Now at 6:10 in Tulsa, it is clear in 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.